Welcome to Selfish Confidence, a place where we can connect and be real about how hard it is to be your damn self. I'm your host, Jess, and my goal is to help you build confidence and belief in yourself to live any life path you want, even if it's unconventional. It's time to break down those barriers and connect with women who've also felt on the outside by their life choices. We're encouraging you to grab the mic and speak your truth. I know it can be scary, but we're in this together. We got this. Let's dive in. Hello, hello. Welcome to this week's Monday Motivation. I need to roll up these sleeves and get started. Grab the mic over here because I have better sound if it's in front of me. I really want one of those mics that like hangs from the wall, you know, like the cool podcasters have. It's coming. It'll happen. But welcome. Happy Monday to you. I am really excited to talk to you this morning. I am excited to talk to you every Monday morning. There's really a lot of power that comes into lives. And as much as my heart is always super, super racing because I can't edit out anything that I say, now you get to know the true me. You get to know, you know, how I am in person and on live and just how we can do this. One of the things that I wanted to talk to you about this morning was business cards. The irrelevant business card, because I actually don't think that they're that powerful anymore with Instagram and all these tools that we have. But I got some made. I got some new business cards made, and you can't really see them. For those who want to see them that are listening onto the podcast, check out the live. But I wanted to talk to you about business cards because I have a lot of them. A lot of them. With different emails, with different businesses that I've had, with the evolution. I should actually make a post of the evolution of my business cards. And what's really cool about that is that it reminds me that change is okay. It reminds me that we can change our mind. We can change our business. We can change our name. We can change a lot of things. And sometimes after you see it in print, right? Because we can change digital things. We can change our website. We can change all those things super easy, right? But when you see it in print, sometimes you feel stuck. You're like, that's where I'm supposed to be. That's what I have to do because I put it on paper. I printed it. I paid the money. I did the thing. I got the business card. But that's not the truth. It's not the reality. Because one, I think my business cards were like $20. That's nothing, right? What is $20? But I have boxes and boxes of different businesses that I've had over the years. And seeing that and telling you that isn't my way of being like, I think it is. I've failed a lot of times. And it's not necessarily that. I've just pivoted and changed. And if there's something on your heart today that you're like, I wanted to do that, but I already said I was going to do this. And, you know, it hasn't really gone in that direction. And I haven't done what I said I was going to do already. So why would I print more business cards? Why would I change my business name? Why would I change anything? You know, because I've already failed before. I'll probably fail again. Right? We tell ourselves those things so many times. And I actually kind of thought, I asked Glenn to pick those up yesterday when he was out at the movies. I was like, hey, can you stop at Staples and pick them up for me? Because I haven't had a chance to go out there. And I actually for a second thought that he might say, why do you need more business cards? Why do you need insert this? Because, you know, you have so many or you've done so many things or you've changed so many times. And he didn't. You know why? Because he truly believes in this pivot and this change. And also, it really doesn't matter. I could change my business card tomorrow, right? Yeah, it's $20, but I could change what I'm doing, what I'm passionate about, what I'm excited to be doing, what I'm sharing with you tomorrow, and that's okay. I wanted to tell you that because we just really get stuck in that once you say you've done, you're going to do one thing and then maybe you change your mind and you want to pivot the next week, it's okay. There's a reason you're pivoting in your head. One, it can be fear. So ask yourself that too. Are you changing because you don't think that you can do that thing that you wrote down? Or are you changing because it's time? You feel called to change. You feel called to feel like yourself and to do that pivot. It's not worth sitting in a business that you've created or a job that you hate for longer than you have to. If you're feeling called to make a change, it's okay to change your mind. And it has taken me a long time to learn that. And even now, I still struggle with it. But it has taken me a long time to remind myself that it's okay to change my mind, right? We told ourselves we had this dream for this house. We wanted to build. We wanted to do all these things. When we came back from Barbados, for those of you who don't know, I lived in Barbados for a year and a half with my husband. And our plan was when we came back to either build a house or to do something. And that didn't happen. You know, the housing market went a little crazy, and instead of waiting longer to build, we decided to buy and renovate the whole thing. And that's okay too. We changed our mind and we're happy with it. Just because you told someone that you're going to do something and you didn't exactly take it in that direction, just remember that that's okay. Remember that you can change your mind. It's your freaking mind. It's yours. You can do whatever the heck you want with it. You're going to get judged. You are. There's going to be some pushback from some people in your lives. But that doesn't matter. If you're doing the thing that's on your heart and the thing that's important to you, change. Follow your heart. Do the change. Do the thing. That's a really long tangent about my change in business cards, but I just wanted to remind you today that you can do it too. If there's something that you're like, oh, I wanted to do that thing, but I printed on paper, I got my cardstock with that on it, doesn't matter. Burn it, use it for your bonfire, start something new. And I think that that's really powerful when you start to believe that you can change, that you have the power in you to change, that it's your mind, go with it. The other thing that I wanted to talk to you about today was I'm doing a meet and greet, like a little live, not even a meet and greet. It's like a meet and mingle, hang out. One thing that came from going to a live event last weekend was the power of being in a room with incredible women. Like there is power when you get to sit beside someone who's so freaking cool and you get to learn about their story. And even just to meet someone new, you get that energy back in yourself. So I am planning here in Halifax a little meet and mingle with some of my girlfriends and also some podcast listeners and some of you here on Instagram that really are looking for that connection with women. You do not have to be a business owner. You do not have to, you know, I want to say, think you're super cool. If you think you're super nerdy, you probably would fit in too, okay? Just come as you are. It's a place where you can connect with other women. There's no purpose to it. I think that's what always would throw me off, was that I felt like I wasn't cool enough to go to something like this, or I didn't have something to say, or people were going to think I'm weird. And it doesn't matter. We are weird. I'm weird. And we're just able to connect with other women. And I pictured it to be like a bonfire setting where we're going to have some drinks and maybe some appies and just like hang out and meet some people. And if you're someone who struggles to make friends in the city, I am telling you, there's going to be some pretty incredible women here who are also feeling the same way, who struggle to make some friends. And it's just a great way for us to connect and get out of the house and find an excuse to leave the kids at home and go hang out with the girls. So it'll be like a girls' night, honestly. And it'll be called Selfish Socials for Selfish Confidence. And I'm really excited about that. For those of you who are out of town, who are like, oh, I wish I could go to something like that. Hopefully someday there will be something bigger where we can all meet and do something huge. But for right now, it will be local and it will be just small and intimate. And I'm really excited about it. July 30th, location to be determined. But I have some ideas and I'm really excited about it. The other thing on this Monday Motivation Live that I wanted to talk to you about was just about the year of confidence and where it is now. And I feel like this episode is just kind of like bouncing all over the place. I should have come with a list of all the things I wanted to talk about on this Monday Motivation, but year of confidence, I'm about 257-8 days, which means there's less than 100 days left in the year of confidence. And this morning I found myself spiraling into how scary that is. And I kind of feel a little, I feel emotional when I say that too, because we put a lot of pressure on ourselves when it comes to goals, right? And there's this one attainable, like this thing at the end of the tunnel that we're just like, I want that so bad. I want to be there. And I want to be there right now. I don't want to be here in the messy part where I'm not sure what my goal should be. And I'm not sure how I'm going to get there. And we rush that timeline. And being on this journey for the last 258 days, I don't even know the exact number, but it's around there. I'm like, oh, I should be further by now. Like, what have I been doing? Wasting time? What have I been doing? You know, insert the excuse that we tell ourselves. But instead of beating myself up like I've been doing all morning, I'm changing that perspective right now with you and focusing on what's next. What's the future? What's coming down the pipeline? What can I be doing? What small micro step can I take today to get to that spot? It doesn't have to be big. I'm actually in this micro goals challenge, and our challenge was to pick a really, really small goal that we can do every day for 21 days. And it could literally be like 1 minute of yoga. Like it can be so small. It just has to be something that you can commit to for 21 days. And I am really struggling with picking the goal, because I'm so used to picking these big, massive goals. These things where we're like,
you know, I'm going to be an astronaut, so I'm going to do all of these things to get there. And then we get burnt out 2 or 3 days in, and that goal never happens. And then we sit there in that feeling that we kind of have, that I have right now. It's just like, but I didn't do what I said I was going to do, or I'm not where I said I was going to be by this point. And we forget to look at those micro things that we have done every day. Or we forget to, we kind of like, they seem irrelevant, right? Like, what is 1 minute of yoga going to do for me a day? But what it's going to do is going to build that habit and that consistency that we can finally get to that point where we just be like, oh yeah, I do yoga every day, even if it's 1 minute, right? And so I want to remind you to stop looking at the big picture. Stop looking at that thing that's like, oh, I have to do that. And look at something really small that you can do every single day. And I challenge you to do this 21-day challenge with me alongside me, and just like send me a message and be like, yeah, I'm doing the thing. For me, it's going to be mindfulness. That's always been my goal. And if you've been around for a while, you know that I've come in and out of saying that like meditation is what's really important to me, but I don't hold a space for it every single day. I don't prioritize it every single day. And it's just, I find that interesting that that's the one thing that I think and I know is so important, but I don't hold space for in my day. You know, I use the excuse, well, I can't meditate, my dog barks too much. Or I use that excuse. It sounds really silly. I do use it. I can't meditate right now. You know, the contractors are in the house. You know, find a space that you can do it in. Go out to the car. For me, my house is normally really loud. Come 10:30, it's going to be noisy in here. I thought they'd be done by now. That's a whole other story for a whole nother day. Expectations versus what's going on. But I can find the time and the space. We have a detached garage too. There's so many places that I can go, and I will go starting today and really challenge myself to make that micro goal a reality for 21 days. And so I challenge you to do the same. My point is, when it comes to the year of confidence, if I'm not where I'm thought I'd be by now, which I don't even know where I thought I'd be by now, that's okay too. You know, that's okay. It doesn't have to be perfect. No journey is perfect. All that matters is that you keep moving forward in some simple way. And I actually was thinking about this when I was beating myself up this morning about not being where I thought I would be by now. And I was like, wait a second. I've done all these cool things that I don't give myself credit for. Right? You too. And if that's you and you're like, oh, yeah, I do that. Sit down today and make a list of all the things that you've done really cool in the last, let's say, 3 months, maybe even the last year. What do you need to give yourself? And write everything down that you've done. Everything. You can talk about painting your toenails, taking a shower, everything that you've done. And even in the last 24 hours, everything you've done. And look at that list and take a second to be amazed with yourself, to be amazed with what you have done and what you've achieved. Ooh, I feel that. And sit in it. Celebrate yourself in that moment and look at all the things that you've been doing, all the really freaking cool things that you've been doing. Instead of shitting on yourself this morning, I want you to celebrate yourself. It's a Monday morning. Stop looking at the weekend for all the things that you did wrong, that you're hitting a reset button on Monday. I want to cuss, but I'm not going to do it. F the reset button, okay? F the reset button. And finally, look at the things that you did do, the things that you can celebrate. You know, you spent time, quality time with your family. Don't look at the things that you ate as a bad thing. Look at it as a memory and something that you took time to do. Spend time with people you love. Maybe you did a little bit of work on the weekend, but it wasn't as much as you thought you were going to do. Instead of beating yourself up for not doing enough, I want you to look at the things that you have done and celebrate those. Even if it was 5 minutes of work, 5 minutes of quality time with your family, 5 minutes of quality time with yourself. Celebrate those 5 minutes because I'm freaking proud of you. Like, I'm so freaking proud of you. Send me a message with that thing that you've been beating yourself up with, but change it into something that you can celebrate yourself for today. Because when you start to do that, when you start to change your mindset in that way, it is really freaking powerful. And that's what I'm going to be doing with myself, especially for these last 100 days. And as I'm confused on where this is going and what I'm going to do, all I do know is that on the final day of the year of confidence, I signed up for a 5K. Because I want to run across the finish line and like it be the finish line of the whole year. It not be the finish line of, you know, just the 5K, which for some people is like huge. And I'm so excited to be a part of this. It's the Soul Sisters race in Dartmouth. For me, it's just going to be the whole freaking year coming across that finish line. And that's going to be so powerful for me. So So October 1st, that's the goal. But it's not where it ends, and it's also not where it begins. So just a reminder today to celebrate yourself in some way and celebrate the thing that you've been beating yourself up for, but like let's shift it into something really positive. Because you deserve to see yourself in that light. You deserve to see yourself in the way that I see you. And I'm telling myself that. As much as I'm trying to get this message across to you, I'm trying to get this message across to myself because it's really, really, really freaking important, right? I hope you have an awesome Monday. Send me what it is that you're celebrating today. I'm so proud of you for taking that action and for shifting your mindset in a way that's really important. And I hope you have an awesome day. I really do. And an awesome week going forward. Remember that you are powerful and that you have a voice and it matters. So here, take the mic and get that voice out there because we need it. I am so grateful that we could connect today. If you enjoyed today's episode, share it with a friend or on your social media and tag me so I can personally thank you for helping me grow this community and get my message out there. And don't forget, you deserve to embrace your truth. It's time to live life your way